Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome, welcome to the Trampoline Hall podcast. I am your host, Misha Globerman. As you probably know well by now, Trampoline Hall is a lecture series. It takes place usually in Toronto, but sometimes in other cities. It takes place in a bar, and people give lectures on all kinds of topics with the one restriction that they cannot be professionally expert on the topic on which they're speaking. After each lecture, we do a question and answer period with the speaker. That's me, by the way, in the end, moderating the Q&A. I should warn you now, this podcast may contain mature language. If you like that, you're in for a treat. If not, well, listen to another podcast. The way the podcast works is for each episode, we go back through our vast recordings and choose one lecture along with Q&A to broadcast to you. In this season, all the lectures are chosen by Emily Keeler. If you like the podcast and you're in Toronto, you will love the show. You should come check it out. Go to the Trampoline Hall website, get on our email list. We'll let you know when the shows are. But for now, let's stay with the podcast and let's go to this episode's lecture. The topic is classifieds and the lecturer is Maya Martin.
Do some stalling for a second.
Okay. You want to just hang out for a little while? Oh, how is that?
There is a highly exclusive club that was started on the west coast of Newfoundland a couple of years ago. Membership is free. You can't buy your way in like you do at the Boulevard Club or at Costco. Like an anarchist sleeper cell, you need a member to vouch for you. I had to ask my misogynist cousin's Mormon wife if I could be a part of the group. And I would do it again in a heartbeat. This club is called Cornerbrook Classifieds. I was born in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, but now I live here in Toronto. I don't have an accent, I've never really been fishing, and I can't tell a story half as well as any of my drunk relatives. I left Cornerbrook when I was 2. My father's Catholic. And my mother's Protestant. They divorced, and I left Cornerbrook when I was 2. They had their marriage annulled by a tribunal of the Catholic Church because a marriage between a Catholic and a Protestant can't actually be consummated, which means that I don't exist. I am a CFA, which means I am a come from away, which is not to be confused with the terrible musical that is currently happening at David Mirvish, whatever it is. Anyway, you should really listen to some of the songs there. They're hilarious. If you're born in a small town and you leave, you know that as soon as you venture outside of that town, it vanishes behind you. Every time you go back to visit, you're visiting a different, less romantic, less welcoming town. You keep going back to Swift Current, Summerland, the Sioux. This is where you're supposed to laugh because you're from those places. No, everybody here is from Toronto. Like an addict, I never really get what I need when I go back there. Like a bad breakup, the town flirts with you, makes itself appear much more alluring than it actually is by ignoring you, not letting you back in. I became a proud member of Cornerbrook Classifieds in 2015. Cornerbrook Classifieds is an online trading post, community bulletin board, and arena for public shaming. Browsing the posts can be like browsing a Holt Renfrew of the North with people selling winter tires, jars of squid, yardfuls of plastic duck decoys, skidoos, roofing nails, video games, air miles, and Avon products. People also post looking for lost pets, trying to find the owners of lost pets, and berating people for losing their pets, like a... Here is how a typical Cornerbrook Classifieds post reads. On June 30th, Alona Brake posted, "Any groomers around here cut rabbit's nails?" Jennifer Ewing helpfully posted a link to the Wizard of Paws website, www.comesniffusout.com. On October 15th, once rabbit season opened, Kate Cochran posted, "Anyone selling rabbits? I want the head, heart, kidneys, as well as the body. No bloodshot parts. I want them cleaned. Okay, thank you." People sometimes turn to Cornerbrook Classifieds in desperation. Jessica Bennett posted, "Looking for a DJ in Cornerbrook for my wedding next year in July. Can no one help me?" Janet Daw said, "Paul Taylor does an awesome job." Then Mary Jane Butler, the truth teller, posted, "If anyone recommends Steve Way, run away. He canceled the week of my wedding, took my deposit, and disappeared." If things don't work out at the wedding, people post things like this. "Wedding and engagement ring set, only worn for a couple of months. Price reduced, willing to negotiate." The precursor to Cornerbrook Classifieds was Tradio. Before we had the internet in Newfoundland, people would call into the local radio station with a playpen they wanted to trade for an 8-track player, or hockey cards for lottery tickets, that kind of thing. This is how in 1982 I ended up with my kissing Barbie. Some people turned to Cornerbrook Classifieds for spiritual guidance. Heather White posted on September 6th, "Help. I'm looking for someone who can do a reading on a house. Some strange stuff is going on. I would like a medium or someone who is educated in paranormal that can point me in the right direction. This is serious." Steve Reed replied, "Who are you gonna call?" Kathy Cabot wrote, "Ghostbusters." Dale Wells answered Heather's call for help and replied, "I'm here to help if you need some advice or an investigation. I represent West Coast Paranormal here in Cornerbrook. I sent a private message if you're interested in talking about it. This week is crazy. I have two other investigation consultations going on at the same time." My first post on Cornerbrook Classifieds was in 2015. My girlfriend and I bought a house there, and we were trying to rent it out like the well-meaning yuppie landlords that we are. I posted the four-bedroom house on Cornerbrook Classifieds for $2,000 on June the 9th. A few people shared it, and then we got this comment. Ryan Griffin posted, "Wow, Cornerbrook rent hit Fort McMurray prices." 18 people liked it. Bonita Sturge posted, "For such a have-not town, the rent in Cornerbrook is outrageous. Halifax has cheaper rent, and it's a booming city compared to here. I don't know how people get away with these prices or how people afford to pay it." 3 likes. Matthew E. Boland said, "Wicked." Kind of ambiguous, no likes. Megan Gaslard came to our defense. "It's all utilities included. I don't think it was half bad for a big house all included. Good for 4 students." 4 likes. Zach Rumbolt said, "You could buy 2 houses same as that, and the mortgage wouldn't be that much." I was starting to feel like an emperor with no clothes. And then there was the nail in the coffin. Terry Lynn Ruth said, "People can't even afford it here. So hard on low-income families, and there are so many." Elise Heptich replied, "I know. Hope things look up soon." By the end of the thread, I was crestfallen. I used to be a student activist who volunteered at Pathfinder, the communist bookstore in Montreal. Now I was shown up to be the yuppie homeowner from Toronto trying to make a buck that I truly am. I really am a CFA. Just like after the Trump election, I tried to tell myself that the people in that tiny mill town were just small-minded homophobes. But I know that's a lie. I know that because my lesbian construction worker girlfriend named Toby lived there for the whole winter fixing up the house, and they took her in like one of their own. They bought cookies for our dog at the hardware store and offered her a job when she was leaving. Why is it that, as members of the dominant class, We want people that we actively participate in marginalizing to like us. Why, as white people, do we want black people to tell us that all lives matter? I know why. Because we don't want to face the fact that some people hate us and that those people are not wrong. I don't want to face the fact that some people from Toronto are expansionist assholes, and I may be one of them. And as Torontonians, I think there are a couple of things that we can learn from Newfoundlanders and from communities like Cornerbrook Classifieds. For instance, how to properly pronounce the names of other Canadian provinces. Newfoundland was an independent nation until 1949. And since 1949, people from Toronto have been visiting the province of Newfoundland, wherever that is, and talking about their trip to Fogo on Newfoundland and how terrible it is that the seal hunt is still happening there. Which brings me to my next point. Why do people who have never been north of Eglinton, except maybe to go to a friend's cottage in Muskoka, feel like they have the right to tell people in the north what to do? In 2013, Pamela Anderson offered to pay sealers in Newfoundland $1 million if they abandoned the seal hunt. And she was, of course, completely ignorant about the devastating impact the seal ban has had on northern Indigenous communities. In response, comedian Mark Critch offered to pay Pamela Anderson $1 million to stop acting. As Tanya Tagak recently said, if you are against the seal hunt, you're taking food out of human children's mouths. On Cornerbrook Classifieds, people regularly post homemade sealskin mitts, moccasins, and sealskin hats for babies. Pamela Anderson, Paul McCartney, and Barack Obama, or any other big-name anti-sealers, have yet to register their disdain on this website. But the really big lesson that we can learn from Newfoundland is about affordable housing. Newfoundland has the highest rate of home ownership in the country. You can buy an oceanside home for $10,000 in places named Rose Blanche and Isle of Mort. Now, the Newfoundland economy may be in the toilet, but there's a law there championed by my grandfather, who was the sheriff of Cornerbrook in the 1950s, that forbids landlords from kicking people out of their apartments in the wintertime. They may not have New York City-style rent controls, but they don't really need them there. That's what the Cornerbrook Classifieds shaming threads are for. So in the end, we reduced the rent on the apartment to $1,400, and we rented to some musicians. And Cornerbrook Classifieds has since spawned some spin-off groups. There's Cornerbrook Classifieds 2, the new Cornerbrook Classifieds, and the original Cornerbrook Classifieds currently has, I checked this morning, 31,000 members in a town that has a population about half that, so I know I can't be the only imposter. Thank you.
Maya Martin, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Trampoline Hall Podcast. I'm Misha Goldman. Up next, the Q&A.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are there any questions? Yeah, sorry, yes. Yes, yes. How would the people in the classifieds feel if they saw a video of the talk?
I think they would be puzzled. I think they would be bemused. I thought about posting on the website about doing this, but I didn't really know how to describe it for people in a way that didn't make it sound like I was making fun. So
can you think of a reason why? do you think you were making fun, or do you think that you were?
I mean, I think as people that live in Toronto, there are things that people do in the north that we find fascinating and weird and we don't understand, and we do think it's funny.
Right.
But I do think there's a lot that we can learn about human generosity from communities where, you know, if you're mean to your neighbor, you're going to die because you need them to help you keep warm in the winter. So.
Okay. So did that answer your question?
Not really. Sorry.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Okay, but so you chose to. So you don't. So we don't know. Like if. It's an interesting question. It's an interesting question of like what it would be.
I mean, when I go there, it's so small that like people know who my dad is, not because they know me, but because of what I look like.
They like recognize you. They're like, oh, you must be.
So people are gonna know that I did this talk, and I'm gonna hear about it.
Oh my! Is there going to be a thread about it on the?
I don't know.
Be like that was.
But my aunt is kind of the heart of this like whole 65 plus like amazing social circle.
Yeah, yeah.
And shit travels like wildfire.
So what do you think? Do you think that there's? What do you think is the? What is the like 6 degrees of separation or whatever? Like, what's the thread from like this room to the Corner Book Classifieds? Like, how is that? Do you think that like do they have? They obviously don't have reporters. Like, what are they?
You would be surprised.
All right, okay. But you think it will? You think it will turn up on the? You think this will turn up there?
That's a really good question. I don't know if it's going to turn up, but I know that people on that group will.
Someone,
hear
oh, here we go. Here's someone who's on. Yes. You're from Corner.
Shut up.
Thank
What's
you.
Your last name? Waterman. Carrie, do you know her?
Oh yeah.
Is that true?
It's my brother.
Is that true? Do you really know her?
Yeah, I totally do.
How? What?
Wait, Allie, am I allowed to ask audience members questions?
Yeah, for sure.
Allie, have you been on Corner Book Classifieds?
How do you know my first name?
You just told me. But wait, you didn't answer the question. Are you on Corner Book Classifieds?
Yeah, I almost got a Furby off them, but I didn't because there were bite marks from a cat.
See what I mean? It's like that on there. It's crazy.
You almost bought a Furby, but just for those who didn't hear, you almost bought a Furby, but you didn't because there were bite marks from a cat on it. Right, your friends are trying to collect Furbies because that's what Furbies are for.
Yeah.
Right, so you figure it'd be cheaper to get them in Corner Brook. Right,
okay, I have a follow-up question for her. Is that
yeah,
all
okay, this is obviously just falling apart.
Do
yeah.
you prefer the Corner Brook Classifieds group or the Corner Brook Classifieds 2 group?
I mean, honestly, I don't really, I'm not as familiar or well-versed with the Classifieds 2 verse just based on the fact that it is like a little newer. it's less accessible, I would say. But
elitist. Paul Taylor or Steve Way?
I'm saying, like, Steve Way is a bit of a flake.
Right.
Steve Way is a flake, is it true?
Yeah, yeah.
The Chili Peppers cover band?
Yeah, all the Chili Peppers cover band. Like,
wait, there are multiple Chili Pepper cover bands? You are personally into Chili Peppers cover bands?
And I'm wondering, and I know you say there's no such thing as a two-part question, so I guess it's
you do whatever you want. I think that by creating this low-rent space,
listen,
there might be space for future wedding DJs.
I think all the good DJs clearly live in Pasadena, so it doesn't really matter.
All right. Does that answer your question?
Any more questions?
Yes, you ma'am, yeah.
I was wondering, do you think groups like this or like Buns in Toronto, which seems comparable,
Do you think this group and Buns in Toronto, which we've now just put those together into one category, do you think groups like that fulfill a socialist agenda?
Well, aren't they kind of more like early capitalism? Like, it's kind of bartering, right? And everybody wants tokens and beer or whatever. I did think about the difference between Buns and Cornerbrook Classifieds, and there's no trolls on Cornerbrook Classifieds. There's also no Harry Potter penis cake postings like you get on Buns. But
all right, okay. So does that answer your question? No, it's not socialism because it's barter. All right. Anything else? Anything else? Yes, yes, over here, yes. How many men versus women are there in Cornerbrook? Is it because you want to move there and marry someone? Is that your?
My dad is single.
No, why do you ask that? What?
Huh.
I guess it was the same question you asked about the space dog. So you're just gonna. Let me just tell you, so far it's been a great question for every lecture. I look forward to hearing it at the third lecture. But let's hear, what's the gender balance at Cornerbrook?
Can I use a lifeline, Carrie? No? I don't know. I don't know.
That's okay, but
there are some of both.
Oh, yeah.
Does that, like, what does that not fit your, like, big city stereotype of small town life? You're like, oh, small towns are either all men or all women. Not just the way it is in small towns. Everyone knows that. Why were you thinking? What did you think? There was something. Okay. Wait. So you're from Cornerbrook. You're from Cornerbrook.
Carrie Merton, my brother.
Oh, your brother. Okay. Is there anyone else? Is anyone else from Cornerbrook here?
Shut up.
You're from Cornerbrook.
What's your last name?
Winter.
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 Who are your parents?
Leo and Anne.
Leo and Anne.
And I can't believe that you mentioned Tradio. I'd forgotten entirely about Tradio.
Oh my God. Tradio was incredible. Like, even when I was like 8 years old, it was like, and it was happening in real time.
Yeah.
So, like, somebody would be like, I have a deck of playing cards, I need a bottle of Old Sam, can you help me out? And, like, it was incredible.
Wow, okay, so there you go. So apart from that...
Winter.
So you're like, wait, does it match your impression of Cornerbrook? Are you like, oh yeah, that's the Cornerbrook I know? Like, is it...
Yes, I mean, Tradio, it struck me because Tradio was such a mantra when I was young. Like, it was, you turn on the radio and you listen to people buying and selling things. It was a wonderful community event, and I've completely forgotten about it.
And fascinating, right? Like,
well, all those things you mentioned, they sold and traded those things.
Those specific things you specifically remember. You're like, oh,
I looked to see if there
object.
Was a Tradio archive, and there's not. There's like no tiny, I mean, maybe if you went to CFCB or whatever it is in Cornerbrook, they have some tapes, but there were none.
Right. So you have determined that there are no archives, except possibly at the radio station. But we do. But surely to look there would be to go too far in one's research. Fair enough. And yes, you, sir. Right, so there'll be a closed social loop like there was, like, well, can there be an equivalent to that in Toronto?
In Toronto or in Newfoundland?
In Toronto. No, in Toronto. Like, are you craving the public shaming? Is that what you feel you want?
But I
come from a small town, and there are definite benefits to having that social feedback.
Like, right, to having, like...
You can't do bad to your neighbor.
Right.
You just can't get away with it.
For sure.
Right.
There was a post on there that I read a few weeks ago that said, I was at the cabin and these kids took a slingshot and smashed on my windows. And like 35 people were like, fuck those kids, I'm going to go get those kids, they can't act like that, blah, blah, blah. Somebody had their skidoo stolen, and then people were posting pictures of skidoos that they'd found on the side of the road. Like, it actually does kind of serve almost like a community policing thing.
Right. So that does happen. So we've verified that does happen in small towns, that you can police people just through the application of social shame, and then the question is, like, do you think that could happen in Toronto through something like Buns Trading?
Sure.
Well, excellent.
It does happen. Sure.
Yeah. Do you think it happens? Do you think there's equivalent stuff that happens here?
I think it it does. I think when people are out of line in Buns, other people call them out. I mean, it is a closed group, but I don't know how many people are on Buns. It's like a huge number.
21,000. Yeah, oh, so it's actually similar.
It's a lot of people.
Not as big as
not
Corner
as
Brook
big
Classified,
as Corner Brook Classified.
Smaller
mind you.
Than Corner Brook Classified, interestingly. So, yeah, all right, interesting. Yes, you, sir. Is there like a misconnection? There could not be misconnections, you think, in Corner Brook? But is there a personals? Do people find romance?
Oh, I have not seen those on Corner Brook Classifieds. I'm sure there's another Classifieds venue for that, but it's not Corner Brook Classifieds. It's more like candlestick holders and maternity Christmas wear and like that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Which maybe comes after the, you know, the other kind of classifieds.
And is it really they had Corner Brook Classifieds and they were like, we should make it, someone was like, there's something about this that is not satisfying to me. We need another one.
Yes.
What should we call it? Let's call it Corner Brook Classifieds 2.
That's right.
And what is the... But Corner Brook Classifieds 1 still exists.
And a lot of people are... Like, I'm a member on both. A lot of people are on both.
And that's okay.
Apparently.
What's the difference between them?
There's fewer members in the second one. And I think there's fewer rules. The first one has all these rules about what you're not allowed to post. Real estate agents aren't allowed to post. You know. But I don't know why. I think someone maybe was pissed off. I don't know.
So it's less rules, not as much. It's not. So it's more.
Basically, I don't know. I don't have the answer. I didn't do my research. Okay, I don't know.
It's not like a free for all. It's not like you go in there and it's just. It's not like walking into Pottersville and It's a Wonderful Life where everything's gone to shit in the second one. It's still going okay in the second one.
I don't know.
Is anyone? Are you? Can you report? Yeah.
The
cat bitten Furby was on Classifieds too.
So there's better stuff on Classifieds on the second one.
You think it might be more? It had Furby bitten by cat, so it might be more underground on Classifieds too. not like the mainstream commercial unbitten Furby that you might find on Classifieds one, but the real. What? There's gems if you keep looking.
Can I keep asking this audience?
Yeah, you can just
question?
Keep out.
Have you gotten anything else on Corner Brook Classifieds besides the Furby?
I mean, ultimately, like, I didn't get the Furby because it wasn't.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Wait, they wouldn't send it. You have to go pick it up.
But to be fair, you were in St. John's, right?
Yeah. So,
townie.
I
That was you. Okay. My dad is a criminal lawyer if you need anybody.
On her lot, then she started getting calls that her house was for sale. She was going through a divorce, and so she just assumed people were just trying to buy her house because they knew she was going through a divorce, and so we're just trying to buy her house out from under her. All right. That was on but just to be clear, that wasn't on the original Classifieds where that sort of stuff wouldn't happen. That was on Classifieds 2 where anything goes.
Okay, thank you for answering my question.
So the answer to your question is no, you have not gotten anything. So, and once again, that's how the Q&A goes. Yes, back there, yeah.
What was driving your decision to buy a rental property
What drove you to buy a rental property in the in your town?
Well, my dad lives there, and I'm quite close with a lot of my extended family. Stuff is incredibly cheap there, and I am eventually probably going to go live there. So that was kind of, that was the plan. And it actually, the woman's house that we bought, her name was Dot Dunphy, and she is a distant relative of ours, and she was 93 years old when she sold it to us. So there was kind of a bit of a like personal connection too.
Does anyone else here know Dot?
Dot Dunphy, are, do you?
Was she a babysitter by chance?
Was she a babysitter by chance?
She was 93. I don't know. She was a Coleman, and then she became a Dunphy.
Oh, the Colemans, though, yeah.
The Colemans are for sure on Corner But Classifieds, I think.
Very musical.
Not,
all right. Anything else? Any other questions for anyone? Oh, but all right. I'm gonna go over there. Yeah. All right. You seem so enthusiastic. Okay. Yes. I'm gonna go to you first. Then I'll. Yeah. Yeah. What do you?
Sorry, just my mind keeps being blown right now. Is your dad a criminal lawyer from Newfoundland who gave a trampoline hall talk about racist jokes?
What? I don't think so. I would be shocked. But no. My dad.
Although I admire your assumption that. You're like, he's a criminal lawyer from Newfoundland. How many could there be?
But I'm curious about who that is.
It was a lecture by a criminal lawyer from Newfoundland. It was about racist jokes. It sort of was on balance pro, which was a little controversial.
Was it Chris Hines?
What was it?
Was it Chris Hines?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't remember. We don't talk about him so much, though his name's kind of faded away. Any other questions that are, oh yes, okay, we'll go to you and then we'll go to, yeah.
Why do you want to move to Cornerbrook?
Why do you want to move to Cornerbrook? I think
everybody there is nice to you. They look you in the eye, they try and feed you food, and they love you. Okay? It's beautiful there. There is no traffic. Winter lasts for a really long time, but it's beautiful. It's not cold. You can go skiing. You can do a midnight snowshoe if you like. There's a thriving art scene there, and it's cheap.
All right, those are some good reasons. All right, yes, back there, yeah.
Is there a penny saver or a print version of Cornerbrook?
Is there a print version, like a penny saver or something like that?
That's tough. I know there's an Auto Trader. The Western Star, I think, is going under, no? Yeah, which is the newspaper. There was a spin-off newspaper called the Western Star, which...
Well, I am noticing a pattern here. Is there a town down the road called, like, Corner Boop?
But I don't know if there's a... I don't know if there's a print one. Carrie?
No.
There you go. No.
All right, yeah. Okay, yes, up here, yeah.
I was wondering, if you move to Cornerbrook, or just anybody, are there jobs to be had, or do you have to kind of bring your own business?
If you or any of us wants to move to Cornerbrook, are there jobs, or do I have to bring my own business with me, is the question from the...
There are no jobs there. There's not a lot of work. You gotta do your own thing.
Do you know what you do?
That's a very good question. DJ. I could be a wedding DJ.
We know there is a demand. All right. Well, maybe let's end on that very practical career advice. Ladies and gentlemen, Maya Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Trampoline Hall was created in Toronto in the 21st century by Sheila Hedy and is hosted by me. This episode's lecture was chosen by Kelly Jenkins. The podcast is produced by Josh Block. Our theme music was composed by Matt Smith. Kate Barris is our coordinating producer. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook. If you enjoyed the podcast, why not leave a review on iTunes? It really helps us out a lot. I'm Misha Globerman. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.